WHP Radio.
I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, Golfer Gal, and JB is preparing for the Morgan Cup, so I have brought a special guest host with me. Her name is Christina Thompson, and she is the owner of Golf for Her. So welcome, Christina.
Hey, Golfer Gal. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so glad that you could fill in for JB. And since...
Those are some big shoes to fill. So.
I know. So you got to talk loudly. Now, you've been on the show a couple of times, and I know that our listeners have learned about you before, but for our new listeners, can you tell them a little bit about Golf for Her?
Sure, absolutely. Well, Golf for Her is a website. It's dedicated to women's golf apparel, accessories, and now golf gear. And we carry over 30 different brands of golf designers from some of the names that many female golfers are familiar with, like Joe Fitt, Leija, and Fila, and then some new designers that are up and coming, like She Golf and Wear to Win. So we're kind of that one-stop shop for women's golf apparel, and we'd love to have you stop by.
Now, you also have some men's stuff too, right?
We do. We carry some of the popular brands like Loudmouth Golf, which seems to be everyone's favorite out there. We also carry Fila for men, which is a fantastic line for anyone who hasn't really seen the Fila golf collection for men. We do carry that. We're adding new stuff every day, so it's in the Golf for Him section of the website.
Fila,
we also carry some clubs. Yeah,
I was going to say Fila is my favorite, both men's and women's. It's got to be one of my favorite brands on the market right now.
Oh, absolutely. I think Fila has done such a fantastic job with their golf collection. I mean, obviously, they've been known for their tennis line for years. I mean, they're like the name in tennis as far as apparel. But when it comes to golf, they have hit it out of the park. I mean, that's kind of a baseball.
We're sports people. It's okay.
Yeah. Fila has done such a great job, and I think anyone who hasn't had a chance to take a look at it, I really encourage them to look at the Fila line. They've got great performance fabrics. They've got great style. The cuts, the colors, they're fantastic. And the 2011 collection is probably one of the best ones right now. The yellows and greens and just different, shades of colors and cuts. I think it's pretty much a fan favorite for a lot of people now.
And I know that we could talk fashion probably for days straight, but I think that some of the listeners might not want to listen to our girl talk. So let's talk about some hot topics that are going on in the LPGA right now. The first one, and we can touch on this one just briefly, is that they've added a fifth major. How do you feel about that?
Well, listen, the more golf the girls can play, the better it is for the game of golf. Would I have rather seen a new major or another major here in the U.S.? Of course. I mean, I'd love to see a fifth major here. But the Evian's great. I mean, hey, any chance for the girls to get out there and put some good scores up there and earn some big prizes, that's great. It's great for golf. I think, Evian is going to be an interesting course. I know they're tearing up the course this year, and they're going to start resodding it and, getting it prepped for it to be a major. So I think I'm sure the women are going to be excited to play out there. But, I'd love to have seen it here in the U.S., but any major, any good event for the women is good for golf, I guess.
I agree. I think my biggest problem is that rather than adding it as a fifth major, since it's already a stop on the tour, is I'd rather see them add more stops on the tour.
Yeah, I think we went from, I want to say 33. I don't know if my numbers are right, but I think we went from, in 10 years, from, 33 to only 24 tour stops, and I agree. I'd love to see more added to the list.
Yeah, I think that maybe would have been a smarter move, but, obviously they have the reasons for doing it, and like you said, I'm just glad to see that the girls are out there playing golf and, real serious competitive golf, and I just hope that they make it longer than they did the British Open. I understand that they said that there were a lot of, problems, and there were a lot of, hazards and whatnot, and obviously the weather conditions always play a factor, but I still think that these girls are too good to be playing courses this short.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, these girls are getting good. They're getting longer off the tee.
Yeah, I mean, look at people like Brittany Lincecum, even Yanni Tang. I mean, these girls can hit as long as the guys. It's crazy that they have some of these par fives that should really be par fours.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially coming from the U.S. Open, where they played at the Broadmoor, which was a really long course, you know, and then to go out to some of the courses at the British Open, which is a shorter course. But it would be nice to see the Evian be a little bit longer, a little bit more challenging, really to push these women to really play golf. And really, they are playing good golf. So
yeah.
I think it would be great to see how they're going to take the course from what it was and turn it into a major course. So. It'll be exciting. We should get out there one time.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, speaking of majors and major winners, Yanni Tseng has been a huge hot topic lately, and
yeah.
it's really ruffled some feathers with people. You know, she's got how many majors under her belt now? Five?
She's up
won
to
her
five.
Fifth. She's what, 22?
Her career is just getting started. She's got five majors now before the age of 22.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she is just, you know, dominating the golf course. I mean, male or female, I mean, she is just really, it's the year of Yanni. That's what I keep saying.
The year of Yanni. I like that. That's a good one. Now, here's what is most interesting to me is that there's been a lot of debate because they've been comparing her to Jack. And they keep saying, you know, will she break Jack's record? And I don't really think that's a fair comparison because you're talking about two totally different tours. Forget about male or female. You're just talking about different tours. So, you know, I would say in her respective tour, yes, I think that she could break Jack's record, if you want to say. I do think that she could go out there and she could win 18 majors. I mean, she's won five. She's
absolutely.
22. But, you know, you see people talking about, and we were talking about this before the show, they're talking about Rory, how Rory could be the next Tiger, be the next Jack. He's only won one major, and he's the same age as her.
Yeah, let's do the math.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you feel about this whole debate?
Well, you know, I've had this conversation with so many people because, you know, I think it's a conversation. You know, I love having the talk. I love talking about Yanni. I love talking about her, her dominance right now.
Yeah, I think she's
going to
be so great for the LPGA because she does have that charisma. Because she's a really funny girl. She's really down to earth, she's great in the interviews. And I think that she really could be that one person that finally puts the LPGA into a new level that they haven't been in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many levels to this conversation. And, let's put it this way. Listen, Yanni, she's out there. She's playing solid golf. She's that player that she's on the leaderboard, the other players are actually, you know, stepping up their games. I mean, we haven't seen that since Tiger. You know, when Tiger plays, everyone's, you know, brings their game when he's out there. And I think Yanni is starting to do that. When you see Yanni out there and she's playing good, you know, some of the other players are now starting to think, like, okay, Yanni's out there. She's up on the top of the leaderboard. I really got to start focusing. You know, look at Stacey Lewis. I mean, she was paired up with Yanni in the final round at the Kraft Nabisco. And Stacey, you know, she pulled through and she got a win out of it. But she really had a fight for that.
Yeah. Yanni doesn't go down without a fight.
She is not going down with a fight at all. And, you know, I think what's great about Yanni is I think she takes the craft, she takes her sport seriously. I mean, she's always asking, what can I do to improve my game? She's not sitting back going, oh, look, I've got five majors. Look, you know, I've got the best records right now. And, you know, she's not taking it with a grain of salt. She's really trying to improve her game every time she goes out there. And I think to start comparing her to the Tiger Wood and to, you know, the Golden Bear, start doing that is not fair to her. I think what she has to do is just keep focusing on her game, not worrying about beating records or, you know, where she's standing in the ranking, and just going out there and playing solid golf, fine-tuning her game and being consistent, and, you know, and she can maintain her dominance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love watching her play, and like you said, she is a sweetheart. Anyone who's had the chance to, you know, chat with her, I was lucky I got to chat with her for a few moments, and she's just sweet. And even in respect to the fact that she's out there, she's learning to speak English because she knows how important it is to engage with the fans, and it just, you know, further shows her her willingness to really, you know, do what it takes to be a good player and on and off the course. And I think that's what's really important right now.
I agree. I kind of think of her as a hybrid between Tiger and Phil. She's got that, you know, that drive that Tiger has, but she's got that fan favoritism that Phil has. And I think that's going to make her, I do, I think that it's going to make her just one of the world's greatest golfers if she can continue on the path that she's on. And there's nothing that says that she's not at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's been, you know, conversation, you know, oh, it'd be great if, you know, someone from the U.S., was in her place. Let me tell you, I don't care if she's from Taiwan, U.S., or Europe. I think having a solid female out there playing these events and dominating the game is great for women's golf.
I agree.
So I'm so – we support Yanni every time she gets out there. So
I totally
and all the girls,
agree.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Now, speaking of tour, and I kind of want to make a segue into this – I had a great interview with a woman on the Futures Tour who has a really bright future ahead of her, and that's Mallory Blackwelder.
Yes, we know Mallory.
Yes. Now, you know, in my interview, she discusses her sponsorship with you, but I was hoping that you could tell us a little bit about it, and then I want to go ahead and have the listeners listen to that interview because she was such a sweetheart and such a joy to talk to.
Oh, yeah. No, Mallory's great. And for those that aren't familiar with Mallory and the relationship we have with Mallory, Mallory's actually our ambassador, our tour staffer. She's on the LPGA Futures Tour right now, and she's actually wearing, this year we decided in our endorsement contract with Mallory is that we're going to give her the opportunity to, you know, basically have full reign on everything that, all the apparel that we sell on the website she can wear. And, you know, we didn't want to lock her down into one specific designer. You know, let's put it this way, like, you go into your closet, I go into my closet. We have so many different designers that we pick from. We don't have just one designer in our closet. Mm-hmm. So, and when you play golf, you want to pick the clothes, maybe the skirt or the top or the shoes that you feel the most comfortable in for that day. I mean, you know, most of us, when we shop, we dress for our mood that we're in.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
We do. And so, you know, basically with Mallory, she's wearing a variety of different styles from different designers that we're carrying on the website, and she's wearing them on tour right now. And so she has a chance to really express who she is on, you know, every day when she gets out there, instead of really what a designer wants her to look like. So she's really being able to express, you know, who she is. She wears the colors that she likes. She wears the styles that she likes. And, you know, she's been playing great golf this season, so maybe that's helping.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this interview, and then we'll be right back.
Great.
I want to welcome a very special guest with me today. Her name is Mallory Blackwelder, and she is currently on the Futures Tour, and she's got some really, really exciting things going on right now. So we'll jump right into it and welcome her to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's get straight to it, because like I said in the intro, you have such exciting stuff going on right now. Recently, Golf Channel announced the contestants of the new Big Break in Ireland, and you're one of the contestants.
Yes, I am.
And I have heard that there's a pretty funny story about where you were when you got selected. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, so I went through the audition process in March at a Futures Tour event in Daytona, and then you're just kind of waiting around, you know, with your fingers crossed, hoping that you're going to get a call. So I actually happened to get my call in the Atlanta airport. I was on my way to San Antonio for a tournament, and I got a call from one of the producers, and he was like, "Are you alone?" And I was like, "Well, I just literally turned my phone back on. I'm still on the flight." He was like, "Okay, let me call you back in 10 minutes. So I get off the flight, and I'm just kind of freaking out because I'm hoping that, you know, he's calling to tell me that I got on. And then, of course, he did. And so I was just in the airport by myself, kind of like having a little party by myself.
I would have stopped people just walking by and been like, "Oh my God, guess what?"
I kind of wanted to, but I didn't.
Now, I know you can't divulge a lot of stuff about what happened on the show yet, but can you at least tell us about your experience being on Big Break and how the actual selection process took place?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the experience itself was just amazing. It was unlike anything I'd ever done before. You know, you get in a lot of really high-pressure situations, which I think ultimately has really helped me in my golf game since we taped. But like I said, the selection process, you know, I just went through an audition process and had like a 20-minute interview, and they watched me hit a couple balls, and, you know, you kind of just have to, you know, give it your best shot and, you know, tell them what you think they want to hear. And, you know, some of the girls, after I had been selected, they recently held another audition, and some of the girls were like, you know, "Well, how should I act?" And I think that you just kind of have to be an extreme version of yourself, because, you know, you want to make sure that you show your personality, because that's ultimately, you know, why they are or will not pick you. So
now, when you do the audition, obviously, like you said, that they are looking at you as, through your personality, but do they also put a lot of emphasis on your golf game?
I think so. I mean, obviously, they want to, you know, they want to have good golfers on the show, and I think that on our season, the golf is great, so that's going to be really, really exciting.
Well,
some good golf shots, for sure.
And it had to be exciting that you were in Ireland. I mean, that's got to be an experience in itself.
Yeah, you know, that was my second time there. I played in the Ladies Irish Open last year in the LET, but we were at K Club, which is obviously an amazing golf course, where they held the Ryder Cup, and unfortunately the weather wasn't too good for us, but that's part of Ireland, you know, that's part of Irish golf, and so that'll be fun on the show to watch. Just I hope that they can really see on TV how bad it really was, because it was pretty brutal sometimes.
Well, if it was like the Ryder Cup, they did a pretty good job of showing us just how wet people were getting, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hopefully it's conveyed. Now, you're currently on the Futures Tour. Can you tell us more about this tour and what it's like just to be a professional LPGA Tour player?
Yeah, the LPGA Futures Tour is basically just a step below the LPGA. It's, yeah, like on Twitter, they call themselves Road to LPGA, because that's basically what it is. So, you know, there's a group of girls out here, and we're all trying to, you know, our ultimate goal is to make it to the LPGA. And so top five on the money list every year get a full LPGA card for the next season. And then the next five, number 6 through 10, get conditional status. So basically, if you finish in the top 10 at the end of the year, you know, you have some LPGA status for the next year. So that's pretty much everybody's goal that's playing out here. And it's a tough road, but that's kind of what we're all doing.
Now, you've actually had a really good year so far. You've had 3 top 10 finishes. How do you feel your golf game's going?
Yeah, you know, I feel like my game has really picked up lately. My 3 top 10s have come in the last couple months. So I'm feeling really good about things. You know, I finished tied for 5th last week, and so I'm just kind of hoping to ride that wave and keep on playing well. We only have 3 more tournaments left, and I'm trying to get myself into that top 10.
And what are your future goals for golf?
Obviously, you know, like I said, we're all trying to get out on the LPGA, so that's my number one goal, is to get, you know, get full status on the LPGA and maintain that, and, you know, kind of secure my spot out there. So that's what I'm working towards.
I think that's a very good goal.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who's ever seen you out on the course, they know that you're a girl who knows her style. Can you tell us a little bit more about your apparel choices?
Yeah. You know, my number one thing, I think, is to go for comfort. I think comfort on the golf course is really, really important when you choose what you wear.
So you're a function over fashion?
Well, no. I mean, it's going to have fashion, too. But, you know, I like bright colors. And, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, the kind of tech, like, stretchy material, you mm-hmm. know, that kind of moves with you. I think that's really good. I tend to choose stuff like that. And, like I said, bright colors, you know, any kind of cute details. And so I have a lot of good choices working with my apparel sponsor, Golf for Her.
Speaking of Golf for Her, well, what made you decide to pick her to be your sponsor? And I know that you don't just wear one apparel brand. You get to choose
right.
a bunch of them. So what is it like, and how is that a part of your sponsorship?
Well, I met Christina at the PGA show a couple years ago, and we just kind of instantly connected. She's such a great girl, and so I really liked the idea of what she was doing with her company, you know, marketing to women and, you know, trying to give women a really broad selection of golf clothes, because it's hard when you go in a pro shop or in a Dick's Sporting Goods or something like that, you know, you just don't have a lot of selection, and so she really does a good job, you know, handpicking what she thinks is really stylish and popular, and so it gives somebody, you know, a good option. You go to one place on her website and you can choose from so many different good options, and that's perfect for me. You know, I play a really, really long season, and so it's nice for me to not have to just stick to one brand, you know, because you kind of get sick of it a little bit if you're just wearing the same thing week and week and week after next.
Oh, sure.
So So I have a really good deal because I get to choose a lot of different brands, and that's awesome.
That is awesome. I think that's sort of like any woman's dream.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of the other girls are like, man, you have the best deal out here.
Yeah. And then it's also great because you get to see different cuts, different colors, different styles. You really get to try so many different brands and find out the ones that just work the best for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And are there any specific brands that stand out to you, or is it really just you like, they're just all great, really?
They're all great, but I've been wearing a lot of Jo Fit this year. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of really cute stuff, and it's really comfortable, like I said, kind of a stretchier material. And then another brand that's kind of, I think it's a little bit newer, it's called Wear to Win. Mm-hmm. They have some really, really cute shirts. They have some ruching on the side, which is really, really flattering.
Oh, I like that. I love those feminine touches.
Yeah, every woman wants that. So that's a few of the things. And then I'm about to get some loudmouth shorts that add some kind of flair and fun to my wardrobe. So, yeah, that's kind of the main stuff I'm wearing this year, but everything that she has on her website is great.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I happen to be a huge fan of her website as well.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I know that you're actually on your way to the golf course right now.
Yep.
So we want to wish you luck and just best of luck for the rest of the season, and we cannot wait to see you on Big Break.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mallory was so wonderful to speak to. I really enjoyed talking to her, and I wish that she could share more with us about Big Break, but I understand the rules. And I had a question I forgot to ask her, and I wanted to ask you, Christina. Can she mix and match her clothes? Like, can she have a bottom from one company and a top from another, or when she's out there, is she all one company?
Oh, no. She can mix and match. Like I said, you know, she's able to wear a loudmouth bottom with a Jo Fit top. She can wear a Wear to Win, you know, top with a Leisure bottom. So, I mean, that's the beauty of, you know, golf for her. We have so many different brands and styles that all kind of mix and match and coordinate together that that's what Mallory's doing this year. She's kind of, wearing outfits that, you know, she's in the mood to wear, and regardless of the brand that it is. So she's definitely mixing and matching.
I love that. I think that's great. Yeah. I like having options like that, and I like that she can go out there and she can showcase how different things can go together.
Absolutely.
Well, Christina, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I think you did a wonderful job filling in for JB.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. And on behalf of myself, everybody here at THP, and Christina at Golf for Her, want to say thank you for listening. We are going to be on hiatus next week because we are going to be recovering from the Morgan Cup, but we will see you back after that. Goodbye, everybody.